You're into sports, but nothing wrong with a little leisure time. Why not both?
You're going to have a heart attack by the time you're 40 if you don't learn to relax.
It's time for Sports or Leisure on The Zone with Jason Anderson.
All right, it is time for a little Sports or Leisure right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. 913-3810-810 is the phone number. Had the week off last week for Thanksgiving. So back at it with a little Sports or Leisure. 913-3810-810 is the phone number to join us to play Sports or Leisure. It is presented each and every week that we play it by Johnny's Tavern. Johnny's Tavern, the best sports bar in Kansas City, and Lawrence, Topeka, all the different locations, and great stuff from Johnny's Tavern. $25 on the line at Johnny's Tavern, and a gift card if you get a sports question and a leisure question correct. You will win the $25 to Johnny's Tavern. If you get either of them wrong, you lose, and the question is out there for someone to call in and request if they know the answer to it, if they've had time to Google it, whatever it is. We do not give out the answer to the question until it is answered correctly by a contestant, or we are out of time, and we just simply say, here are the questions that we never got answers to, and we give them away then while trying to give away as many gift cards as possible in a game Mick Schaefer begrudgingly called Everybody Wins. Until he became a part of it and said, actually, you know what? This is just Sports or Leisure, and it's tough to have a iron fist around here. So there's no iron fist around here anymore. It is gone. Has taken his iron fist, and he has left.
I'm not going to say anything about
it. He surrendered his iron fist right as the game started. 913-3810-810. Let's go through the categories today.
I'd love to.
All right. So we've got NFL as a category. A lot of questions with that. Some Chiefs-specific, some NFL general questions in there as well. We have Chiefs and Bengals. Couldn't think of a cool, clever name for players that played for both the Chiefs and the Bengals. I didn't know it was going like a Chief can change its stripes.
A wolf in tiger's clothing, maybe. We're working.
Can a wolf change its stripes?
Wolf, yeah, maybe that might be it. A wolf changing its stripes.
Yeah, we'll go Chiefs and Bengals for this one, just for argument's sake. And then we have a question around college football and a couple college basketball questions as well. So NFL, Chiefs and Bengals, one college football, a couple college basketball, and that is it on the sports side. What about the leisure side?
On the leisure side, we have the pun name game, which is, you know, a combination of a couple of names typically, like in weeks past. This backup Chiefs tight end is McDreamy in his own right, but I'm not sure I'd want him to be a doctor or even to play one on this beloved TV medical drama. That was Blake Bell's Anatomy. That was Noah Gray's Anatomy. That's how the pun name game works. So the pun name game, we have read a book, you give us, or I give you the iconic book, you give us the author of that book. We have the commonly misspelled word spelling bee, and this week's debut, we have trivia!
Ohio.
It's trivia about Ohio. The category itself is called Oh Hi! Oh Trivia! Turns into a Jerry Seinfeld impression!
What's the deal with sports or leisure?
What's the deal with Ohio?
Jerry! Jerry! It's Ohio! Jerry! Was that wrong?
All right.
That was pretty good.
913-3810-810. I'm good to go. Josh, you ready?
I'm ready to go!
Beards.
I'm not doing a Seinfeld impression.
Beards!
Hello!
Give us your best Elaine impression, please, Beards. And then tell us if you're ready to go.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I love it when she says that. When she says no,
that's
I'm good like that.
My favorite line.
It's the best. Hello, Newman. All right. God, I wish the first person was named Newman on this one. That would have been great.
Is there anybody on the line who is named Newman? You get to skip.
I would have
if your name is
gone
Newman,
to them
you get to
first.
Skip straight ahead.
I would have obviously gone to them first. But from now on, if your name is Newman, you just simply are in line.
Yeah.
It would only been if you were already on hold right now and your name was Newman.
If your name's Newman and then you win and then you give Beards a different name for your legal name, you no longer win.
You automatically.
It's no fake Newmans.
It's a loss. Goodbye, Newman. Lucas leads us off on Sports Radio 810
Hello,
WHB.
Lucas.
Lucas. Sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with?
Can we start with the NFL? General NFL is fine.
Yes, you can start with general NFL, if you so please. All right, so Derrick Henry surpassed 10 rushing touchdowns on the season this past week. He's the fifth player in NFL history to have five or more consecutive years with at least 10 rushing touchdowns. Lucas, because you're first up, go ahead and name one of the other four. Five straight years of at least 10 rushing touchdowns.
Oh, there seems like one that would be really obvious. That right, though. We're going to think about it. Probably. I mean,
Do you have an idea? Two of them are kind of surprising.
I have one that immediately jumped to mind.
One of them is definitely surprising, but if you play fantasy football, you're like, okay, that makes sense, because I remember, you know, at that time that he was somebody that was coveted, but not a household name at all.
I have one that I feel pretty
and then also fantasy football, there were some high-level players that were, you know, maybe first-round draft picks or number one draft picks, number two draft picks, things like that when they were in their prime. But anyway, Derrick Henry, five straight now, 10 rushing touchdowns or more. He is the fifth player to do that. Name one of the other four.
Can I go with Adrian Peterson?
He is one of the other four. That is correct.
Did he do it 10 consecutive years? It wouldn't surprise me.
He did it at least five. I know that.
I'll look it up.
So Adrian Peterson. I would actually like to – I should have looked up the record as to who has the most consecutive seasons of at least 10 rushing touchdowns. I can do that at the break if you remind me. But yes, Adrian Peterson is one of them. You guys want to throw a dart and guess who any of the others are?
Oh, I thought you were going to leave the question open.
No.
I'm looking at Adrian Peterson's
LaDainian Tomlinson.
That makes sense. Sean Alexander did it?
Sean Alexander did it. But here's the surprising one. And if you played fantasy football, then you're like, okay, that makes it. Michael Turner.
Wow.
For the Falcons. Michael Turner in fantasy. Like, you know what? I remember him being a guy that was like sneaky every year. It's like, he's a sleeper. Michael Turner.
Adrian Peterson did it 7 years in a row, tore his ACL, and then got 11 touchdowns the next year.
So he has at least eight?
So it's seven in a row, and then one year he didn't because of the ACL. And then the next year he came back and did it one more time.
There we go.
Incredible.
Leisure with Josh.
What's the category you're feeling today?
I guess we'll go with your dumb category, Ohio trivia.
Thank you very much. Well, once Frederick Bauer popped, he could not stop. The Cincinnati chemist and inventor died in 2008, and then he was cremated and buried inside of his internationally known invention. At this point, I guess he's more of a collection of dehydrated human flakes. Anyway, what's he buried in?
What was his name?
Frederick Bauer, from Cincinnati. Cremated and put inside of his own invention, making him more of a collection of dehydrated human flakes. Not technically a body at that point, I guess.
So freaking weird.
Correct.
I have no idea what he invented.
I don't... Jason, did you get it from context clues, or are you looking at stats again?
Oh, I'm looking up the consecutive years of at least 10 rushing touchdowns. While you guys play the leisure, I'm over here doing my thing.
All right, Beard said to read it again. I'm going to go through it one more time here. Once Frederick Bauer popped, he could not stop. The Cincinnati chemist and inventor died in 2008 and then was cremated and buried inside of his internationally known invention. This point, I guess he's more of a collection of dehydrated human flakes. What is he buried in?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, so like a Pringles can?
That is correct.
Nice job. The popping can't stop.
I didn't want to ask you the state bird of Ohio. I found out that the inventor of the Pringles can is from Cincinnati and is buried inside of a Pringles can.
So the next person asking for the Ohio trivia, think of the state bird of Ohio.
Yeah, right.
Lucas, we'll put you on hold. Congratulations. You get to talk to Beards on the other side, and also you get $25 to Johnny's Tavern.
Two prizes. So,
yes. Thank you, Lucas. All right. 913-310-810 is the phone number. Right at the sea. It's just that easy. And still looking for the consecutive... seasons, but I'll find it. Don't worry. I will get there. All right. 913-310-810. We go to Sean, who's next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Sports or Leisure, Sean, what side do you want to start with?
What's up, fellas? How's it going?
It is going fine, man. Hope you're doing well. What side do you want to start with, bud?
Let's do Chiefs and Bengals.
Chiefs and Bengals. Okay. This player was drafted by the Bengals and played 11 years in Cincinnati. Only 11 games for the Chiefs, but did help them to the best record in the AFC, reaching his goal of 100 sacks for a career while wearing a Chiefs uniform.
Wow.
Also, Germany's up 1-0. If you're wondering, Germany is leading 1-0.
Wait, I can't see where they're playing there.
College of Rhodes CRC College.
CRC is that?
Oh, this just recently happened. It was last week.
What?
Or a week ago. That's Dunlap.
Yeah,
there you go. That was sort of a trick question, but a good one. Yeah, I like it.
He only played 11 games for the Chiefs, but did help them to the best record in the AFC. That's all true. It's all true. Carlos Dunlap, well done. I was trying to think of a way to, you know, have Carlos Dunlap be like, he plays on the Chiefs now.
He's there right now.
And he wears number 8. And he's making his return to Cincinnati for the first time.
That was a crazy, sneaky question.
So well done. Nice job, Sean. On to leisure with, I don't know, Josh or somebody.
I'll take it from here, Jason. The pun name game, read a book, commonly misspelled word spelling bee, or the Ohio trivia.
I'm going to go with my normal. Let's spell a word.
All right. I'm tempted to make you just spell Cincinnati because I continue to get it wrong so often that it's embarrassing. But instead, I would like for you to spell the word chauffeur.
Chauffeur. Man, that's one that I don't really spell very often.
Yeah. That's a word I would have expected Corey to be able to, like, I know how to spell this one.
That's crazy,
this.
Man. I thought you'd know how to spell this one, chauffeur. Sorry, for let's sure.
Let's give it a go. Let's for go.
Sure.
I believe it's C-H-A-U-F. I don't know if there's two Fs or not. Is there another F? I think there is another F.
You dropped a letter there the second time you're spelling it again. I just want to hit you with the pause and let you restart one more time.
Okay. C-H-A-U-F-F-E-U-R.
Nice job.
Good work. Well done. You dropped one of the vowels there the second time through. I just wanted to make sure you didn't make that your final answer.
Yeah, it was about to be Chafer.
Victory, Will, and he's not here till tomorrow.
That's right. So is that another win?
That's another win.
We're going to put Johnny's out of business. I mean,
that's what I keep thinking.
Mick's so right. Everybody wins on this game.
Everybody wins when you go to Johnny's. I mean,
Sean, well done. Congratulations. We'll get your information. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank
absolutely.
You very much.
There's another
Elvis.
Winner. That's right. Thank you. Well, thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you very much.
Also, Spain is up 1-0 on Japan right now. So Germany and Spain leading right now 1-0 on their opponents.
It's Costa Rica for Germany, by the way. That's the CRC there.
Oh, okay. I was going with the College of Rhodes College. I got it wrong. Let's go to Avery, who's next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Avery, sports or leisure, what side would you like to start with, sir?
You got to see the baby. That's my lane, I guess. I'll do a pun name game.
All right. I mean, you know what? This one's topical for the week, though. I told Jason earlier that I made one so stupid that I was ashamed of it.
If it's the one that I just read out loud to saw the answer to myself, then yes, please read it.
It's the one I'm going to do, and I trust you to handle this one. For the Cincinnati Bengals quarterback, he's been able to march the team gently through the Chiefs' defense. Scarily, 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 he can't be out-schemed.
So stupid.
Are you mixing Joe Burrows and Row Your Boat?
I mean, well, I don't know. I don't really answer questions like that. I don't really answer follow up questions. I just kind of wait for.
Yeah, we don't give hints here. What are you doing?
Joe Burrow, row your boat.
That's right. Nice job. Nice job. Oh, it's so stupid. So bad. So bad.
All right, let me do it. College basketball?
All right, college basketball for you. So we have two questions. We have a general one, and we have a KU-specific one that came up this last week. So either one of those you prefer.
I'll do the KU one, I guess.
All right. Jalen Wilson became the fifth KU player over the last 25 seasons to record 20 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists in a single game. Name any of the other 4 players to do that for KU.
Nick Collison.
That's one. Yeah. Name
Diedrich
two.
Lawson.
Name three of the other 4 to do that. Name all four that did that.
Yeah, if you could do it in a children's song also, that would be really good.
That's right.
Be good.
Name the only person to do it twice then.
Dieter Glossman.
Name the only person to do it three times then. You know, nobody. Let's see. Dieter Glossman, Drew Gooden, Nick Collison, and oddly enough, Devon Dotson. Devon Dotson was close.
He was, yeah.
I don't know his name.
Yeah,
I just remember it wrong.
Yeah, no, it's pronounced Devon. Yeah, it's very surprising, believe me. Very surprising. Yes, there you go. So you were able to name one.
Right, so. You ran up the score on us on this one, man.
You got no extra credit, though.
You came through. You took Joe Burrow, your boat. You bought the Heat.
You don't get a $29 gift card because you got all four, okay? Just so you know, Avery. All right, it's only $25. We don't get to add and subtract dollars to that.
Incredible performance.
Thank you for playing, man. As always, appreciate it. Put you on hold, and you get to talk to Beards.
Okay.
All right, see you, man. There's another winner. Are we 3 for 3?
Yeah, we got it. I'm going to start using the hard questions now.
Yeah. I mean, I only had two college basketball ones, so it's either a general one or the one KU one that I saw. So those were your choices.
I'm going to try to figure out if I can get, like, T. Higgins and Humpty Dumpty into a pun or something. I'm not sure. I'll work on it.
Okay. Well, let's see. Maybe get Higgins, Chase, Hurst, and Higby. Higgins and Higby.
I can do that. I know I could do that.
And Justin Reed.
And if Justin Reed calls in, he's definitely not going to get a gift card.
Combine them all. We'll take a timeout. What would you say? One more? Okay, one more and then break. Okay. One more and then break. Let's go to...
Clock management. Not our skill.
Should we time out? Do we not? Just play it. Just keep playing. Just go. Let's hear from... Logan is next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Let's keep the good vibes going. Logan, what side do you want to start with, sports or leisure?
All right, what do we got left on sports?
So we've got general NFL, plenty of those. We've got one college basketball question, one college football, and a couple Chiefs and Bengals.
Let's go Chiefs Bengals.
All right. He was much better running the ball than running his mouth while talking about who was running it. This former Chief left KC for the Queen City, playing only 7 games for the Bengals. He carried the ball just 52 more times in his career after leaving KC.
Larry Johnson.
That is right. Larry, did you like my run in it? The G.
I did.
Run in it. What are you confused about there, Josh?
I'm pulling up Larry Johnson's football reference page here real quick to continue to dive down the rabbit hole.
Did you not realize he played for the Bengals?
I have zero memory whatsoever. I remember Miami.
He played that same year.
Where he took one carry.
The Chiefs released him. He went to Cincinnati. I mean,
2009 was a...
To the Bengals.
Was a trip.
From... Here.
That is unbelievable.
And he was let go by the GM, Rendon Knitt. All right, over on leisure.
You got a category you like here? The books, the spelling, the puns, the Ohio.
Let's go spelling bee.
All right. This time, I'd like for you to go ahead and just do me a little favor and spell the word liaison.
Liaison.
L-E-A-S-O-N. Oh, that is incorrect. Logan, thank you for playing, man. I appreciate it, sir. 913-3810-810.
High degree of difficulty on that one. I would have gotten this one wrong.
So with the spelling bee, are we leaving the words open as well to someone to call in and request a liaison, or is that one
word? That seems reasonable.
Okay.
I don't know.
Just
the general
sure
rules of engagement here. I honestly don't think we've had a whole lot of people get buzzed out on. No offense, Logan. I also would have gotten liaison wrong. But with the spelling bee category doesn't take a lot of people down with it usually.
It's
so.
True. We will take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll continue rolling. Continue playing some sports or leisure. 913-3810-810. $25 to Johnny's Tavern on the line with sports or leisure. More Zone next.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
That's half of it, right?
That's half of it. We got a leisure question. You want to go Triv Indiana, Marvel questions, spelling bee, or fourth grade U.S. history, or Beards' Game of Thrones question?
Those are serious categories?
Those are all serious questions.
Yep.
Only serious categories around here.
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, we continue right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. LaDainian Tomlinson with the record for most consecutive seasons with 10 or more rushing touchdowns. With 9 straight years of at least 10, that would be all 9 years he played with the San Diego Chargers. He rushed for 10 or more touchdowns and then played 2 more years with the Jets and the non-Chargers. Was there a... Nope, I think just the Jets. Jets for the next 2
this
years.
My old running back, like older in their careers, running backs changing teams, I feel like every time there's one of those Twitter threads or someone says, hey, post a random athlete in a uniform that looks wrong, yeah. I love those because I frequently will just delete some of these from my memory because they were there for legit 2 months,
yeah,
maybe less.
Right. He was there 2 years, turns out. But that was it.
But like Larry Johnson was a Bengal for 7 weeks.
Yeah.
Not a very long time in the grand scheme of things.
And it was the one you would probably remember most because it was right after the Chiefs.
Right. It was directly Chiefs adjacent.
Yeah. Cincinnati, as opposed to out of sight, out of mind, Jamal Charles is the guy now.
But like looking at pictures of Larry Johnson in a Bengals uniform is just still incredibly strange.
Yeah.
I even got over the Jamal Charles ones, you know. But Jags, yeah, no, Broncos.
I'm not going to get over the Jamal Charles one. 913-3810-810. Let's go to Andrew next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB, playing a little sports or leisure. Andrew, what side do you want to start with, sir?
Oh, let's go Chiefs-Bengals.
Chiefs-Bengals. Okay, we got one more left of Chiefs-Bengals. I might be able to come up with a couple of more questions, but one
I got one for you, too, I think.
Oh, cool. Great. Maybe it's this one. Who knows?
Let's find out.
Playing his career for the Texans, Chiefs, and Cardinals, he finished his last 4 years in the NFL in Cincinnati as a swing tackle. He started every game for the Chiefs at tackle in his lone season here in KC while blocking for 2 different starting quarterbacks that year. He also thinks some Chiefs fans are sickening and disgusting.
Ah.
Oh, man. From booing Castle, or when they cheered for Castle getting hurt. What was his name?
This would have been a tougher one to figure out, except for the sickening. And I had to include that.
I seriously was looking up the other one, so I missed the first half of your clue, and then I checked back in. It's sickening and disgusting. I was like,
I'll
I got this
again.
One.
I'll give it again.
I got this one from there.
Playing his career for the Texans, Chiefs, and Cardinals, finished his last 4 years in Cincinnati as a swing tackle. He started every game for the Chiefs at tackle in his one season here in KC while blocking for 2 different quarterbacks that year. That's pretty generic, except for the fact that he thinks some Chiefs fans are sickening and disgusting.
God.
Could have said that he was like the union.
That's what I was thinking.
President,
I think,
as like, the player.
That's right.
Player representative.
Yeah, it was like, God.
Back in the day, you could probably get his last name.
Fisher's in my head, but it's not
nope.
Fisher.
Back in the day, you could probably get his last name as a pack of smokes, right?
Marlboro. That's
no,
it.
He's not the Marlboro man.
Yep. Oh, Eric Winston.
Yeah, there you go.
Eric,
how about that?
Eric Hamill. Good job.
You nailed it, man. Eric Winston is correct. I realized last night that he played for the Bengals. So
didn't know that.
He's got that going for him. All right, onto the leisure side with Josh.
We got the pun name game. We've got the books of give you the iconic book, you give us the author, the commonly misspelled word spelling bee, and Ohio trivia.
Let's do pun name game.
Oh, let's do it. This future Hall of Fame quarterback has had a rough season so far up north, and he's currently starting to get old fast, but at least he's younger than this Hall of Fame baseball player who was born in 1896 and went on to play for the St. Louis Cardinals, New York Giants, Boston Braves, Chicago Cubs, and St. Louis Browns over the course of a 23-year career.
That feels like a layup, Andrew. By the way, that's not a hint, though.
That was not a hint.
I'm just saying, like, that feels like an easy one.
I'm glad you got that one so quick.
Well,
once you said baseball player after,
yeah, that's what I'm
QB,
getting.
That was good.
Aaron Rodgers. I mean, say it again, please.
Yes.
Since you asked nicely,
just say the baseball
part because you're on the right track there. He's younger than this Hall of Fame baseball player who was born in 1896 and went on to play for the St. Louis Cardinals, New York Giants, Boston Braves, Chicago Cubs, and St. Louis Browns over the course of a 23-year career.
Yeah, I don't think the hints are going to give it away as much as his first name being.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I was thinking Aaron Rodgers Maris, but
that's not Aaron's last name then, is it, huh?
His last name isn't Roger. His name is Rogers.
This is one that I think Mick would approve of because this is very technical.
Yeah. He can't not approve of this because this is it's not your Mahomes Depot one.
Exactly.
That was wrong.
Exactly. This is
Hank Aaron Rodgers.
Wow. No. Well, but that could have been. I mean,
if you reversed him,
if I flipped him and went hitter, I mean, I definitely could have done Hank Aaron Rodgers.
Maybe next time you do Hank Aaron Rodgers.
I might. But this is a pitcher born before the turn of the millennium and not this one.
Gosh. Pitcher.
The order is the quarterback first, baseball player second. Mm-hmm. I will give you that much because.
Aaron Rodgers. Man. I mean. He went deep.
Throw a dart.
Aaron Rodgers. Murdoch.
Love it, Andrew. Andrew, thank you for playing, man. I appreciate it, sir. You got Eric Winston, though. Thank you, man. 913-3810-810. It was not Roger Murdoch. In fact, it would need an S on that first name. Let's go to Crazy Joe Davola.
Hey, you tell your old man to drag Walton and Lanier up and down the court for 48 minutes to see how much energy he's had.
That's right.
Anyway. Can I have that question, please?
Yes, take it.
Aaron Rodgers Hornsby.
There it is.
Yes. The only person with the first name Rodgers that I can think
Me too.
Of.
That's how I got. That's how I created one.
Except for the Rodgers Center, but that was first name the.
Right.
All right. On to the sports side. We've got NFL. I could probably think of a couple of other.
I got one more Chiefs Bengals one for you.
You got a Chiefs Bengals one for me? Okay. Yep. We've got one college football and one college basketball as well.
May I go the Bengals Chiefs crossover?
Please? Well, then you know what? It's going to be leisure and sports with Josh. Apparently,
I just like this one. I think you will
sit back and listen. I can play along with you.
This former Kansas City Chief was drafted by the Chiefs in the third round, no less. But ultimately, he ended up spending the majority of his career as a member of the Cincinnati Bengals as a defensive back who struggled to see the field.
I know this one.
Oh, is it the dude from Notre Dame?
It is.
Kavari Russell?
Nice Boom! Job. Look at the pull!
It is. Nice job, Kavari Russell. Good pull.
I thought I might get somebody on that one.
Good pull.
Good work. Yeah, that's a winner right there.
You're not getting Crazy Joe Davola.
No, Crazy Joe is ready for the...
All right, over to leisure with Josh.
And we go, now Aaron Rodgers is a quarterback who plays for the Green Bay Packers. Name the... Name one of the all-time home run leaders, and then make their names combine.
Back over. We need two leisures in one
sports
here.
We're
going to
make you really work
for
this.
We're doing the, you know what it is? It's the pun name. So it's actually home run hitter, quarterback, pitcher. Hank Aaron Rodgers Hornsby.
I'm going to see if I can do a Chiefs-Bengals pun name game before the end of the show.
Done. That's great.
I'll work on it.
Crazy Joe.
That's a win.
We're going to put you on hold.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Not so crazy to me.
Used to call me Crazy Joe. Now they can call me Batman. There is zero chance you get that reference.
No, no.
And I mean zero chance. I was picking up a piece of trash.
Your instinct is correct.
Mr. Clark, don't play. Mr. Clark, hurry! Somebody's beating up Kid Ray! All right, let's go to Ryan next up on... Sports Radio 810 WHB. If you look, you know what, Josh? If you need help, just lean on me, and I'll help you out along the way. Ryan, Sports or Leisure?
Wish
what
I knew
you
what that
start
was
with?
From.
Yeah, you don't.
We'll start with spelling bee.
Oh, okay. Spell the word. Well, I guess liaison is out there if you want that one. Otherwise, I've got everyone for you.
I'll take liaison.
Okay.
LIAISON.
Confident, ice in his veins.
Yeah.
No hesitation.
All right, on to the sports side, sir. We've got NFL, we have a college football, a college basketball, and then I could probably come up with a another Chiefs Bengals one. That's not Kavari
Russell. We'll do Chiefs Bengals.
Okay, so he played
Call
for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
No. Son of a gun. He played for the. Are you on Twitter by any chance?
Very rarely.
That's fine. Yeah, you don't. It doesn't matter. I don't even know why I've asked that. It shouldn't matter. All right. So he played for the Chiefs and Bengals, obviously, because that's the category. Nicknamed, I believe, the Big Freeze. He is very active on Twitter, talking Chiefs and Bengals, and in a Chiefs uniform. he had some issues with his ball skills as a defensive lineman.
I like this one.
Say it again.
I can't say it again because I just made it up on the fly. Playing for the Chiefs and Bengals. He's active on Twitter talking about both Chiefs and the Bengals. Played defensive line, and Chiefs fans may remember him for some controversial ball skills that he took part in.
I do remember that.
Was his nickname like the Freeze or the Big Freeze or something like that?
I do think he had a nickname, but I remember more of the
you remember more
extracurricular nicknames?
Giving him the business?
Yeah.
We're number 90.
I have no idea.
It's a good one, Jason. I like
you.
This one.
I appreciate it.
It's a worthy loss. You can not hang your head, but somebody else is excited about
and
that.
And he's from Wichita.
I just saw that.
I didn't realize he was from Wichita this whole time. Awesome. Went to Butler Community College before he went to South Carolina.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
How about that? So there. Ryan, do you have a guess?
The only person that's coming to mind is because he was perfect, but he's not D-line.
Yeah. No. You done, Ryan? X'd out. I got it. All right, Ryan. Thank you for playing, man. I appreciate it.
Good effort, Ryan.
I thought I heard him saying the name in the background. That's why I was like, oh wait, maybe he got it with the. Maybe he just happened to know that this guy's from Wichita, Butler,
yeah,
South Carolina.
I didn't know that he went to Butler.
Yeah, was he drafted by the Bengals?
Oh, he played a lot of places.
UDFA.
No kidding.
Yeah. How about that? I guess.
Well, I'm excited for somebody to call in and ask you to repeat that one again, and
yeah,
you'll just be able to read it off the paper because you wrote it was all pre-written.
I could probably think of another one, too. Chuck, go right ahead, sir. What side do you want to start with? Is it the sports side or is it the leisure side for you, Chuck?
Let's go with leisure.
Ooh, do you have a category in mind?
Spelling bee is always fun.
All right. I would like for you to spell for us the word surveillance.
Surveillance, like surveillance camera kind of stuff?
Correct, yes.
S-U-R-V-E-I-L-L-A-N-C-E.
I mean, I feel like I would have bailed on that like three different times. I had to double check the double L's. That felt wrong. Mm-hmm. We got better spellers in this audience than I ever imagined.
Just because they're better than you doesn't make them... Well, you know what? That's fine. They are better spellers than you.
For Chuck, sure. Better than me, period, I guess.
Onto the sports side. We've got NFL. We've got a college football. We've got a college basketball. And we've got one question out there for Chiefs and Bengals and one other one that I could probably come up with.
Well, in honor of the undefeated Missouri Tigers, let's go college basketball.
Okay, very good. I love it. This is a team that wears black and gold, but it's Iowa. Chris Murray, Keegan Murray's brother, Chris Murray went off for a career-high 31 points while grabbing 20 rebounds and knocking in four threes in one game. He became the first major college player to score 30, grab 20 rebounds, and make at least four three-pointers in a game since who? And by the way, Missouri played against him. Not in the game that this guy did that, but did play against him.
Okay, you lost me a little bit. Sorry. Chris Murray scored 30,
yeah, so he had,
rebounds.
It's just
first guy since when?
So 30 points, 20 rebounds, at least four three-pointers in a game. First major college player to do that since which player? So who's the last major college player to do that? 30, 20, and at least four three-pointers in a game. Missouri did play against him, not the game that he did that. They also played against him when they were in a different conference. You know, Kansas and Kansas State would have played against him as well.
All right, it's a Big 12 player,
mm-hmm.
Maybe Big 8 even.
Nope.
Okay, Big 12.
Mm-hmm. Not at Kansas, Kansas State, or Missouri because I said they all played against him.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. So now you're down to nine
teams. Four threes in a game.
I just wanted to eliminate Michael Beasley because I figured somebody with 30 points, 20 rebounds would say, well, Michael Beasley, because his numbers at K-State were just video game at times. Like,
well,
go
that's
back.
Like making me think of Durant almost a little bit. He was crazy like that, too, back in the day.
He was crazy like that back in the day.
Let's go with Kevin Durant, I guess.
Well done. It was Kevin Durant that Incredible. Did that back in 2007. Incredible. But you know what? You were on the right track anyway. So that is...
That's the winner.
Absolutely. You got Liaison and Kevin Durant. So
surveillance
well
and Kevin Durant.
And surveillance, too. So Chuck will put you on...
And also Michael Beasley.
Kevin Durant quite often.
That's right. You know what? I'm going to need a liaison to help me out as to who's winning and not. Chuck will put you on hold. Congratulations, sir. Thank you. 913-3810-810. That is another winner here. Yeah, it was Kevin Durant that did that, not Michael Beasley.
I am just absolutely scrubbing the internet for another Chiefs-Bengals player so I can try to get one into a pun name game.
I have one that I just didn't think would be an easy one. I thought the Dunlap, Larry Johnson, and Eric Winston one were the ones that people would get.
There's so many guys that I feel like should have played for the Bengals. Like, it feels like Austin Ryder should have been a Bengal at some point, right?
I mean, I guess. I'm not sure what that means.
I think that's just the arm tattoo talking.
Is that what it is?
I think that's all that is.
No, he was a Brown and a Saint, and he's a Dolphin now.
Not sure what that means.
Know. He played for the Browns. What it means is it's somebody who I thought might have played for the Bengals who actually played for the Browns.
Okay. That damned Ohio team.
Orange there. And a darker color. I don't know.
That's right. You know, I could have done Cincinnati Bearcats.
Wow,
well,
that would have been good.
People don't remember that Travis Kelce actually played at Cincinnati.
Did he really?
People don't remember that.
They never talk about
that.
He
was actually recruited as a quarterback.
Where does brother play?
Xavier.
Okay,
it was in Cincinnati, but not for Cincinnati. It was actually over Xavier. They didn't have a football team, but he played center on the basketball team.
Ah, well, he's a lifelong center.
Let's go to Charles next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Charles, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with?
Let's do leisure. Let's do the Ohio trivia.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Excellent. Will this mystical toy help you tell the future? Don't count on it. Was it invented in Cincinnati? Signs point to yes. Will you know what it is? Ask again later.
Oh, wow. Can you run that by me one more time?
Sure. Will this this mystical toy help you tell the future? Don't count on it. Was it invented in Cincinnati? Signs point to yes. Will you know what it is? Ask again later.
Crystal ball? Or eight ball?
Hey!
Oh, okay!
We all went, close it out!
All right.
Yeah, the Magic 8-Ball was invented in Cincinnati.
It is
Who knew?
It is decidedly so that you can move on to sports.
You know, that's a 20-sided die in there?
No kidding?
I know.
There are 20 answers?
I left the Wikipedia page for this open because I was so surprised by it. It's 10 positive ones, 5 neutral ones, and 5 negative ones. I learned a lot about the Magic 8-Ball earlier.
I know a lot about it. My wife actually did the Magic 8-Ball when I proposed. She's like, let me see what...
She looked at it.
Let's hold it up to fate.
Shake it again.
Jesus, take the wheel. It's in your hands now. All right, on to the sports side, sir. We've got Chiefs and Bengals. We've got a college football question left, and we got NFL.
Let's do general NFL.
General NFL, okay. Well, do you want a general NFL? I also have Chiefs-specific just NFL questions, too. Not Chiefs and Bengals.
Let's do Chiefs-specific.
Very good. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, this one I wanted to do because it just happened this past weekend. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce have hooked up 46 times now for a touchdown. That's now tied for the most touchdowns scored by a quarterback pass catcher in Chiefs history. What duo did the Chiefs tie? Or did Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce tie? This duo connected for 46 touchdowns. Mahomes and Kelce now have 46.
Well, the answer is a Chiefs-specific duo then, right?
Yep, absolutely. Quarterback, pass catcher.
Oh, boy.
I say pass catcher because Kelsey's a tight end, even though this duo was a QB wide receiver. 46 times.
Wasn't Tony Gonzalez, Damon Hewitt or something?
You know, you would think it
That's
wasn't.
That's really what I thought.
And also not Tony Gonzalez and Trent Green because I just said it wasn't a tight end. So it was not Sylvester Morris. And it was not Jonathan Baldwin.
Wait, later than like early 2000s then?
Oh, well before that.
Well before that?
Oh, well before that, yeah. I mean, it's the best quarterback wide receiver combo out, you know, not named Tyreek Hill.
Oh, crap. I can't think of the quarterback, but Tony Gonzalez is one of the answers, right?
Nope. This guy's not a tight end.
Not a tight end, yep.
Oh, I'm not a tight end. Mm-hmm. Well before that.
Mm-hmm. Also won a Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
One of the more famous highlights for the Chiefs.
Oh, Lynn Dawson, Otis Taylor.
Hey, nice job. There you go. See, you didn't even need any help. Lynn Dawson, Otis Taylor, and now Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. And I'm assuming on Sunday they will surpass Lynn Dawson.
I hope so.
And Otis Taylor. So if I didn't ask it this week, I might have been able to ask it next week. Charles, but we can put you on hold and get your information because that's a winner, right? That's absolutely
cool.
Right. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Charles.
Signs point to yes.
That's right. He did have the magic 8-ball.
Sorry, I had to get that page back open before I got my funny answer.
Maybe I had an 8-ball because I couldn't. I'm out of it. I don't know. So yeah, Lynn Dawson and Otis Taylor, the answers to that one. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back, wrap up the show, and continue as we head up till 2 o'clock. The program with Ren Petro comes your way. We'll give an update on the soccer matches with Spain and Germany, both leading 1-0. Hey, we just did that. We'll take a timeout. More Zone next.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
Get off me! Get off me! I'm like, can't move.
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, so the Chief and Bengal that had the ball skills, that would be Sean Smith.
A great one.
Shawan Smith. I think that's the only one we did not get an answer to.
I think you're right.
Lynn Dawson, Otis Taylor. All right. Any on the leisure side that were out there?
We're all good. Liaison got spelled. Rogers Hornsby was remembered, and we all made it.
There we go. All made it.
You think Matt Nagy's still sweating?
Man. I would like to be a fly on the wall to the Matt Nagy and Andy Reid conversation if there was one. I don't know. He just sounded nervous. Just sounded nervous and uncomfortable answering the questions about giving Patrick Mahomes all the plays that they were going to go over the next day. When he met with Andy Reid.
You know what I said about the most devastating phrase in taunting?
What's that?
Scoreboard. Matt Nagy won.
He's right. Take that, Andy Reid. Program next.